Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I want to get into Thursday Night Football tonight. The Bills are playing the Texans under the lights in Houston. Buffalo is 7-3 and chasing the New England Patriots in the AFC East. Houston has won 2 in a row, 3 of 4. Davis Mills took over as starter and helped get their season back on track after the concussion to C.J. Stroud. If the Texans can beat the Bills tonight, they'd be over 500 for the first time all year. They started 0-3. They were 2-4 at one point in time. They've got the Colts and the Chiefs in the next 2 weeks, so they could really use one tonight. If they lose all three of these games, they'll be underdogs in, and they don't pull off any upsets. Bills at home, and then in Indianapolis next week at 1, at Kansas City and Arrowhead for a Sunday Night Football game the week after. They're going to be 5-8 with 4 to play. And even if you run the table at that point, you're probably not making the playoffs. They're going to have to steal one of these next three to get in as a wild card. I guess it's possible the Patriots could collapse and, you know, a couple of other teams if Buffalo were to get hot, and maybe, you know, 9-8 could get you in a down AFC. But I'm thinking it's going to take 10, and tonight is critical for them. Really, really good Thursday night game.
Houston's defense is championship caliber. We don't talk about it because they're not 9-2 like the Broncos. They've given up more than 20 points in only 2 of their 10 games. They've played some good offenses, too. It's not just they've gotten to play Tennessee a bunch of times. They're good on that side of the ball. Offensively, it is a challenge with C.J. Stroud, without C.J. Stroud. Just has not looked right. They can't get going there. It has been a huge struggle. But that's their formula. And over their next couple of games against, as you mentioned, Buffalo on the road against the Colts and the Chiefs. The Chiefs were desperate in their own right, by the way. They need to start ripping off some wins. We're running out of time for the Chiefs to be the Chiefs, and just kind of we assume they're going somewhere because of the track record. But they're 5-5, and they've got a difficult schedule coming up in their own right, so they need to start harvesting some nuts.
So I actually want to look at the Buffalo side of this for a second, because the Bills at 7-3, being a game and a half back of New England, who still hasn't had a bye, 9-2, are still a Super Bowl contender, in my opinion, in the AFC. They've had some bad losses. They've just 2 weeks ago got bludgeoned by a bad Dolphins team that we just saw play Washington and Madrid. They lost by 17. They got shut out for three quarters in that game. But even though all three of their losses have come in the last 5 weeks, and two of them are against non-playoff teams in Atlanta and Miami, I still think, as flawed as they are, bad defense, you got Josh Allen, you got a program that makes the playoffs every year, you get to the postseason, you could rip off some wins and get to the Super Bowl. Would you file them into legitimate Super Bowl contender category?
Yes, they were my preseason pick to win it for the first time in their history. And there have been a few moments where you go, huh, maybe I'm not so sure anymore, where they've had, as you mentioned, losing to the Patriots, now we know, isn't as shameful as you thought. They lost by a field goal in that game. The Falcons drubbing, where they were the second-best team on that field by a lot, and that Dolphins one, to your point, you kind of question it. But to me, their ceiling is still as high as anybody's. When that offense is right, where they just give it to Josh Allen, you saw what they did against Tampa. Unbelievable.
James Cook, when he's running it well, is a difference-making elite running back. He's averaging well over 5 yards per carry, and he's closing in on 1,000. In fact, he'll surpass 1,000 yards tonight, has 7 rushing touchdowns. Allen has 10 rushing touchdowns, and that's not Jalen Hurts from a half yard away tush-push stuff. That's running people over, coming downhill, oftentimes from 10, 12, 14 yards out, and sometimes high red. But he's got 350 rushing yards, to your point. So they're going to run the ball with those two guys. Ray Davis, who's a little bit of a thumper. They'll get some gun runs to Ty Johnson, and they'll throw it to their backs out of the backfield, too. The problem they're going to have is, A, bad defense, and B, the receiver room, which everyone had questions about, is not good. Keon Coleman's not playing again. He's their number two wide receiver in catches this year with 32. He's been benched the last two games. We're not really sure why, but it sounds like he shows up to things late and isn't taking things seriously.
Disciplinary stuff, yeah.
They're just trying to basically get him to walk the straight and narrow. But in the meantime, it's tight ends. It's, you know, when Dalton Kincaid's healthy and Dawson Knox is healthy, and he hasn't been for the duration of the year. Same with Kincaid. Those guys have both missed some time. But Khalil Shakur, with 46 catches, is the one receiver who's been moderately consistent, and he's on pace to have number three wide receiver production as their number one guy. That's a big, big problem for them. Do they have enough for Josh Allen, even if he's elevating everybody and dragging them into the fight, to beat good teams in the playoffs? I don't think they do. I liked the Bills as a true Super Bowl contender going into the year. They are still one because they've got an MVP at quarterback, but they're not going to get to the Super Bowl, I don't think. At this point, I'd be really surprised. I just don't think they're good enough. You got to be great offensively to overcome their defense, which is a bottom 7-8 group in the league. I don't think they're explosive enough in the passing game.
They haven't been. I mean, you look at some of the numbers, though, in some of these huge offensive performances. 41 in the comeback win against the Ravens, 40 against Carolina, 44 against Tampa Bay. And it's a Josh, make everybody good situation, because you're 100% right about receiver. They miss Diggs, who's kind of on another act now with New England, where he sort of looks the part again. Whether that's sustainable or not, I don't know. But they don't have a number one option. To me, them being a contender revolves around Keon Coleman figuring it out. Not being putting up Jerry Rice type numbers or something like that. I don't expect him to be Randy Moss, but just a viable option. Because right now, it's Shakir is basically gimmick stuff, right? It's a lot of the Deebo Samuel coastal line of scrimmage, catch a little the act type stuff, and pick routes and rubs and bubble screens and things like that, just to get the ball in his hand, just to get it outside of Josh Allen for a while. But it's basically Allen run around and make magic right now. And you can do that for a couple of games, I feel like, in the postseason.
They shouldn't be missing Diggs. I mean, he wasn't on their team last year either, remember? He was on the Houston Texans. It's been 2 years.
What I meant was just like someone to take that role,
fine,
they haven't had.
But my point is, I understand what you mean. You've had enough time to solve that.
They should have, yeah.
You've had two drafts and two free agencies. Like, what they've done at receivers, malpractice with an MVP caliber quarterback.
Agreed.
Knowing what you've got to be to get where you want to go. How many other true Super Bowl contenders are there then with the Bills right now, in your opinion? If we both agree that Buffalo is one, even though I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl, on a binary, are they a legit last team standing club based solely on Josh Allen? I'm going to say yes.
I think they are.
So let's look at that division. New England's 9-2. Everybody says they've played nobody, which is fair. But the two teams that they have played that are good, Buffalo and Tampa Bay, they've won both of those games. And Drake May is right there with Matt Stafford as the top two MVP odds getters among quarterbacks. I still would say they're not Super Bowl caliber, though. And I think they are a bit of a paper tiger in terms of who they've played.
I'm really impressed with them, but I don't put them in that category yet. And it's probably not fair. I mean, I'm giving Buffalo the benefit of the doubt, not based on what I've seen, for the most part, just because it's Josh Allen, and they've been knocking on the door for a few years. And New England hasn't done it yet, although they've ripped off 8 straight.
The Patriots will be a pain in the ass to play in the playoffs, though.
Yeah.
I promise you.
They're well coached. Defensively, they're really good. They don't get much credit for it, but they're a pain in the ass.
They can run the ball. May makes plays with his feet on third down. I know everyone likes to belittle their, you know, strength of schedule, and they should. They haven't played anybody. But their offense, and specific to the quarterback, who's ascending in year two, I think I saw that they have had the sixth hardest schedule as far as the defenses that they've played this year. So in terms of, like, the numbers he's putting up as an MVP candidate, those are well-earned. You know, even
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And the bad teams, you think about the Saints, top 10 defense, the Browns, with Schwartz calling plays. Like, that's a good defense, terrible organization, terrible team, but their offense has actually kind of earned their footing a little bit. But I'm going to say only the Bills out of the East. AFC North, the Steelers are not Super Bowl caliber in any capacity. They are, by the way, plus 14 in net scoring. That's it this season.
Unreal.
They've been outgained in a bunch of wins. They're on pace this year, again, to borderline be outscored with a winning record. What about Baltimore? I would say no to them at 5-5.
Before the season, I thought they would be. I thought they'd be in the AFC title game. No, I just don't see it. There's something that's off this year with them. I know that Jackson's been in and out of the lineup. I know he's been hurt. But defensively, they've been so terrible. And the offense, even with him, just doesn't seem to be clicking. I don't know what's going on. It just sort of seems maybe the voices are stale. Something doesn't feel right. The operation isn't there in Baltimore. I still think they win that division, but that's as far as I'll go.
Their defense has been a lot better lately.
Lately it has, yeah.
Last four games out of the bye week, 16 points is about what they've been giving up. That's what they gave up to Chicago. They held Ben Johnson and the Bears down. They gave up 6 to the Miami Dolphins, beat them by 22. They shoved it on the Ravens. And then this past week, Shedeur Sanders went 4-for-16 passing in the second half of that game. They shut out the Browns after halftime to get a win. Pitching, you know, a zero-pointer for two quarters. Like, that defense is humming right now. But I'm with you. It's not passing the eye test. Are the Colts, an 8-2 first-place team, a Super Bowl contender?
Yes. Again, this is against all my better judgment, but at a certain point, you don't get to deny reality anymore. They lead the league in point differential. They're a plus 115. They've been incredible. They are really, really good. Again, one of their losses was as fluky as anything that's ever happened because a guy dropped the ball before he crossed the goal line. They're the most complete team in the NFL. I know the Daniel Jones corollary. I'm terrified of it too. But at a certain point, you turn in enough sample, when are we supposed to take you seriously? My answer is now.
You have to say yes right now. I think you could revisit this in a month and maybe it feels different. They play the Chiefs and the Seahawks in the next four. Those are going to be revealing games. After a game they should have lost to Atlanta and a game they did lose to Pittsburgh with Jones turning the ball over a bunch over his last couple of starts, it does feel like they're coming back to the pack a little bit. So maybe that changes. But for the moment, as you said, both sides of the ball playing at a high enough level, they're a Super Bowl contender. I'm going to put the Chiefs as a yes, even though they're not in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Do you have Mahomes? Do you have Reed? Do you have Kelsey? Then you're not dead.
Would I want to play you in the playoffs? The answer is no. That's a contender.
The Chargers, I'm saying no. They're just too inconsistent, too banged up. I think you have to say yes to the Broncos.
I do too.
Even though their offense is gross and Bo Nix is going to go two quarters at a time where he's inept. He's going to make some big boy throws and make a play or two with his feet. He's an athlete. Kind of has got some early career Russell Wilson stuff going on there, I think. And it's just the best defense in the league. That is a championship level D.
Those are the words, championship level D. And I heard Aaron Schatz talking about this. Sean Payton has too much good offensive track record in his career for the offense to be this bad. And I understand it's November, and we've got 11 games, and we should have a pretty good sample of who you are. I just feel like he's going to figure something out, right? He did last year. They struggled for a while. Bo Nix got going. I have too much trust in Payton as an offensive mind for them to be this bad into January. But so I have them as a contender.
So we have four teams in the AFC with Buffalo, Indy, and then two in the West. How about the NFC? The Eagles are an easy one, yes.
Yep.
In the North, the Bears are leading the division at 7-3, but they're minus 6 in scoring.
So no for me.
Their defense just gave up 40-plus to the Bengals a couple weeks ago. I say no. Green Bay?
No for me.
They've been schizophrenic. I'm going to say yes to the Packers. I think their good is really, really good. And yes, I totally get that if they were to lose by 11 in the playoffs right now to like Detroit, it wouldn't surprise anybody. But I'll tell you what, man. Jordan Love in the fourth quarter against the Giants blew me away with some legit stud throws.
That's what he does, yeah.
He is scintillating. I'll say yes to Green Bay. Detroit?
I still say yes on Detroit. I'm being stubborn about that.
Why wouldn't you?
I think once if there's any health, if a couple guys come back and they're able to play some modicum of defense, as long as they don't have to play the Eagles again. But just offensively, there's too much firepower. The ceiling is too high. I've still got them as a yes.
I say no to the Bucs, who are plus 2 in net scoring right now.
Agree there.
Basically a wash. But I'll give you two teams out of the West. I'm saying no to San Francisco. They could get hot and get rolling as they get healthier, and maybe I'll feel different going into the playoffs. But right now, that does not look like a team that can win multiple road playoff games with Brock Purdy. But I'll go Rams, yes. Seahawks, yes. I still think Seattle's the most complete team in the league. I know they just lost to L.A. The Rams are in the running for most complete team in the league. Stafford could win MVP. So I'll go with both of those teams out of the West.
Rams, yes. Seahawks, yes. I'm going to suggest to the 49ers. They're doing this without anybody healthy, and as they start to maybe get guys healthy back, they'll have won a bunch of games. I know their schedule's soft. They're kind of the NFC's version of the Patriots. If they end up with 11 or 12 wins or whatever, it'll be a little bit empty, but you still, that's a great coach. That's a fast enough defense with a couple plays to be made here and there, and an offense with a couple stars. I think they could.
As an example, the Rams have 18 more touchdowns than their opponents, and the Seahawks have 11 more than they've allowed. San Francisco's -2 in touchdowns scored this season, for and against. Just not in the same weight class. I get what you're arguing is they haven't been at full health. I just don't know that they're ever going to be.
Yeah, injured teams don't get uninjured.
And there's still a lot of football left, which just means a lot more injuries coming for them, it feels like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.